For the past decade, as the Inspector General for the Social Security Administration, Patrick O'Carroll has intensified efforts to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse, and he's used a combination of technology and detective work. Now the National Academy of Public Administration has chosen Carroll as one of its newest class of fellows. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Eric White.
I'll tell you, I'm still trying to grasp it because I've been in the induction process of it now. I've been accepted as a member and I'm going to be sworn in. And in the meantime, I've been kind of paying attention to the different things that NAPA does. And I think that it's going to, one, help me with my current job as the Inspector General, but also, two, it gives me an opportunity to serve the public into the future.
What are you looking forward to in the next 6 to 9 months? Do you have any top priorities or any sort of projects that you all are working on?
What we're very interested in, and we're sort of the point person for the Council on Inspector Generals, is improper payments in government. And as you well know, is that one of the things that, you know, is stewardship is very important in this administration and in government. And what we're trying to do is to identify those areas where improper payments are made and find ways to prevent them into the future to make government more efficient and make sure that the right people are getting the right benefits. So that's one of my goals of the future on it. The other one is to be using financial intelligence. There's a lot of information out there, both public and governmental, that can be used and leveraged for identifying trends, be it either trends in terms of, you know, people trying to find, you know, ways of defrauding the government or just different ways to find that the right person is getting the right benefits. So we're very interested in electronic intelligence. And then lastly, like all of government, what we're very concerned with is cybercrime and being alert and careful and safeguarding the public information.
How does your agency focus on improving governance, such as, you know, eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from SSA and delivering better customer service?
What we do right now is we do anywhere from about 80 to 100 audit reports every year, where we take a look at SSA's service to the public and other parts of Social Security's management of the largest social welfare program in the world. It's part of that part that we're doing with that, and then where NAPA helps out is this, you know, in terms of efficiencies. So, in fact, the way I first was exposed to NAPA was several years ago, SSA turned to NAPA for assistance on strategic planning. And we realized that pretty much what we as the Inspector General have been telling Social Security is to be looking into the future. And when they're doing their strategic planning, be taking a look at IT and the different ways that IT has evolved over the years and start moving that into looking towards, you know, electronic service towards customers and other ways along those lines. And pretty much that was what NAPA came up with when they did the assisted SSA on their strategic planning. And we found that dovetailed with very much of our goals, what we're doing here.
Over your years of experience, what do you think it takes to be a good IG?
Well, probably the biggest part of being a good IG is independence. And I got to say, that's probably the hardest part of being an IG because it's a delicate balance where you, one, have to have good communications with the agency that you have oversight of, but by the same token, too, is you want to let all the employees in that agency know that if they come to the IG with an issue on it, that it's going to be, you know, one, their identity is safeguarded, two, their information will be used, and, you know, and three, that we're going to take an action on whatever they bring to our attention. And so anyway, that's always been my you know, hardest balance. The other part, what we're doing here with the Social Security Administration is that we're involved in a lot of anti-fraud activities with SSA. Unlike a lot of other Inspector Generals, besides taking a look at, you know, contracts that they're doing and employee fraud and other internal things, we're also the law enforcement agency that's taking a look at external fraud towards SSA's programs. And because of that, we have to partner with SSA on a lot of different things. So what I want to do, one, is let the public know that we're working closely with SSA in terms of anti-fraud initiatives. But at the same token, too, we're separate and unique and that we, you know, if anybody brings anything to us, is that we're independent.
You talk about that independence. I was just curious to see if you had any thoughts on AIG National President Street's letter to Congress regarding some issues that a lot of OIGs are having with their agencies providing all the information that they require to do their jobs.
Yeah, that is an issue that's going on right now, is that when we say that IG should have access to all information that an agency has, we mean all information, and that they can't just pick and choose which forms of information to give to the IGs. Although we're, you know, in the structure of an organization, we're independent from that organization, and when we need information to do our audit work and our work on the oversight of that agency, and if they decide that there's pieces of information that they don't want to give us, oftentimes that's going to lead one to be suspicious as to why they're not releasing that information, and is it something that would be detrimental to them. So what's going on right now is that as a, you know, organized council of IGs is that we've been asking for Congress's assistance and the assistance of the administration on sending a signal to all heads of agencies that we mean all information should be given to the IGs so that they can make a proper opinion on whatever issue is of note at the time.
And he mentions the Department of Justice as one of the main culprits of this. Has Social Security ever given you any issues regarding that standpoint?
No. In fact, we're asked on a regular basis to report to Congress if SSA has been withholding any information from us. And each time on it, we say no, that we've been given access to all information. And I got to say, Eric, I've got a very good relationship with our oversight committees in Congress. So if SSA was withholding something from us, I have the wherewithal of going to the oversight committees, asking for their assistance on it, and I'm sure that with that type of assistance, we'd be able to get it. But every time now we've gotten all the information that we've wanted. We had one instance where we were asking for some emails from the agency on it, and it was more in terms of just a, you know, I guess client privileged information that we were able to negotiate out and get.
Patrick O'Carroll is the Inspector General for the Social Security Administration and a recently inducted fellow of the National Academy of Public Administration, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.